to me, and again, this is me, so maybe it's not you, but it just it's government at its best. Sarcasm, sarcasm, sarcasm. This has to do, I saw this in the Detroit News. Riley Began did the column.
Yeah, good reporter.
And, well, the headline is what caught my attention. The headline is this. Manchin, referring to Senator Joe Manchin.
Yeah, yeah.
Introduces bill to end EV tax credits for unqualified cars. My first thinking is, why are there tax credits for unqualified cars? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is why I had to click and read the story. And there's a lot of politics in this. And this is not about the politics. I mean, you know, the Democrats who, as part of this story, talking about how they're not interested in getting involved and maybe changing some legislation because they've already got the bill passed. Yeah. Republicans not interested because they're concerned about the overall basis of the tax credits in the first place. So.
And being from West Virginia and coal country, is there some reason why he is going? Well, that doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Here's the story. He introduced legislation, I guess this was Wednesday, to immediately end EV tax credits for vehicles that don't meet federal battery and mineral standards. Okay. And this is what, again, drives me crazy. This is government, as I said, at its best, sarcasm. Why are there even any tax credits available if vehicles are unqualified?
Yeah.
Right.
They shouldn't have to be able to get tax credits. So why do we have to pass a bill to stop that? Here's why, according to the story. The Treasury Department apparently missed a December 31st deadline to release proposed rules for the new credits, which were enacted through the Inflation Reduction Act. Okay. Now, first of all, I wonder, if they were already enacted by the Inflation Reduction Act, why does the Treasury Department have to issue proposed rules to clarify? Whatever. But the deadline was missed, which means, since that deadline was missed, there is now a period in which the requirements aren't in effect, which meaning that there are buyers who could purchase new EV vehicles right now, that they could still get the tax credits because it's an EV vehicle, okay, even though these vehicles, if this Inflationary Reduction Act, if the rules had been in place like they were supposed to be, but the deadline was missed, these vehicles wouldn't qualify for the tax credits. So essentially it's because government screwed up, new vehicle buyers of EVs, some of these models, would be able to get tax credits, which they normally would not get. In fact, it says currently 39 new EV models are eligible for full credits because the Treasury Department missed the deadline and the Inflation Reduction Act rules are not currently enforced.
So what I don't get, though, is if they are EV cars, why don't they qualify, I guess?
Right, that's what I don't get.
This goes back because there are some rules and restrictions that were part of this new Inflation Reduction Act that has to do with where the cars were manufactured.
Oh, and where the batteries came from. I remember that. Okay. I remember seeing that, too. Gotcha. So if the batteries, they want to have the batteries manufactured in the U.S.
In the U.S. Exactly. That's right.
The EVs produced in the U.S.
Got it.
Right.
But,
again, because this gets into the government minutiae, and feeble minds like mine think, why, if the new credits were enacted through the Inflation Reduction Act, does the Treasury Department have to get involved with issuing a report on this? But because they missed the deadline. But again, is that not crazy?
That is crazy.
So you got a bunch of people. Now, my question is this. So if I buy one of these EVs that would not ordinarily qualify for the tax credit.
Right.
If there finally is action on this, does that mean I'm going to have to give money back because I got a tax credit because I was unqualified for it in the first place?
Maybe they would.
It's going to be retroactive, just like the
well, they'd have
the
to make
ESC.
It that way. Though I would argue.
Or,
hey.
Sure. Yeah, right. Maybe they'd be grandfathered in.
Because not my fault
that
you screwed up and I took advantage of this opportunity, which, you know, loophole.
Right. And as we know, many always take advantage of loopholes.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
In our tax system. Yeah, I think they'd have to grandfather that one in, probably. I don't think you can punish anybody. If it's there, it's there. It's legal.
Yes, it's not
like people are doing this illegally. So it's, that's how it's the government's fault.
Again, and on that note, yes, government at its best, sarcasm, heavy, dripping, whatever. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I think sometimes these people in our legislature just need work to do. I think when I was new in journalism, we called it make work.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what this is make work.
Well, in this case, it seems like government not working. But.
Right.
I mean, I understand, and you know, the premise and the overall premise, I think, is that it's a good idea, but yeah, that they have just...
But yeah.
If it's something that can be fixed up with something else, another bill or something, fine, so do it.
Again, yeah. But now here you go, you got a bill passed, now you have to have another bill passed, you know.
Ah!